Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Pella Police Department is looking for reserve officers. Let's learn more about it and go in depth with Lieutenant Shane Cox with the Pella Police Department. Lieutenant Cox, what do reserve police officers do in the Pella Police Department?
The reserve unit, they have a lot of different functions that they carry out for us. From anything from backing up regular police officers during their shift to working special events such as Tulip Time, football games for Central College, basketball games for the high school. So they do a lot of stuff.
Then let's say there's some kind of a disaster or something, then the reserves would be even more important.
Yes. In addition to the special events, we really use the reserve officers for anything that we need that the regular full-time officers can't fulfill. So we have calls for service that the regular guys are busy with. When something bigger comes up and we need an extra person to help with traffic control or keeping an eye on an inmate that we may have at the hospital for an unknown reason, the reserve unit is very helpful in coming in when the police department is kind of stretched to its limits and we need more people. That's what I use the reserves for.
What kind of training is involved to be a reserve?
Right now, there are the reserve officers. There are state mandates that control how much training they go to. To become a state-certified reserve officer, the officers have to go to 120 hours of training in Waterloo, and they cover everything from criminal law to traffic direction to accidents, pretty much everything a full-time officer would do, just kind of in a condensed version for the reserve officers. On top of that, the reserve officers also go to the monthly trainings that we hold here at the police department for the full-time officers. So they receive training every month through the police department.
Okay, and so the 120 hours, is that all in one big chunk, or can it be all spread out?
The 120 hours is spread out. The state calls it modules of training, so module A, B, C, and so forth up to F. And each module takes a weekend to complete. So by the end of the time that the reserve officer has completed all of the modules, they've done 120 hours worth of training for the state.
And then how about on the street training? I presume that there's a while they have to ride with the regular officer.
Every department's different. We at the Pella Police Department, I usually try to keep the reserve officers riding with a full-time officer for the first year. After that, I'm okay with a reserve officer coming in and going out in a patrol car by themselves or on their own without a full-timer, but I usually like to have two reserve officers in that car just so I know that there's some sort of backup that's close.
Because they've had the training, but being a reserve officer, you don't, unless you've done it for a long time, like Glenn Matherly, well, like he's done it like 30 years, hasn't he, or
yes.
Something like
yep.
that. So unless you do it a lot or for many years, you don't have the on-the-street experience.
It's hard to keep, as a reserve officer, I would say that, you know, these people have full-time jobs that aren't the police department, and so they come in and help when we need them to help, or, you know, they'll come in and ride on the weekends with the officers. But it's hard to stay fresh with everything that's going on and stay up to date with current trends that we're dealing with in a full-time capacity. So it's just good for a reserve officer to have a full-time officer somewhere close just in case they get into something that they may not know how to handle.
And that's just probably good under any circumstance to have somebody else there.
Yes. Yep. Full-time or reserve. The feeling of having backup close, depending on what the situation is a good feeling.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Lieutenant Shane Cox with the Pella Police Department about the need for reserve officers. What are the physical requirements?
So there again, every department is different. We at the Pella Police Department, we keep the state standards for a full-time officer. So the physical requirements for a full-time officer, it's dependent on age and gender. But you have to do a battery of physical tests, which include 1 minute push-ups, 1 minute sit-ups, a mile and a half run, and a sit and reach test. So everything that a full-time officer does as far as physical standards to get hired, we have the reserve officers do as well.
So you have to be in good shape.
Yes.
And you want to be in good shape. You don't want to be out of shape and be caught in a situation where you need to use your speed or strength and
yes.
not have it.
And we would, I feel more comfortable having the reserve officers go through that same battery of testing. Not that you could be in the best shape of your life and still get hurt doing this job, still run into somebody that's faster or stronger than you are. But when we go to hire reserve officers, I guess it makes me feel a little bit better that I know that these people have passed a certain battery of tests that show that they can keep up with our full-time officers.
And right now you're looking for more reserves. Do you have a special shortage that needs to be filled, or is it just something you do regularly?
For the past 2 years, I've tried to reach out to the community and get some people that were interested in becoming a reserve officer. We have 5 currently reserve officers. And some of those guys have been around for a long time. As you mentioned, Glenn Matherly's been here for over 30 years as a reserve officer. And it's taxing. Sometimes, you know, we have tulip time, we have a lot of 5K races, we have Central College football games, high school football games, high school basketball games, and those are just a few of the many things that the reserves do. So when you're trying to cover a schedule of that many events with 5 people, sometimes it gets taxing on them. You know, they've got lives outside of being a reserve officer, so they don't want to be here every weekend to help cover those things. So it'd be nice to have a few more people on the reserve unit to help out, and it would just make things better all around as far as helping the police department and helping the community out.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Lieutenant Shane Cox with the Pella Police Department about the need for reserve officers. What kind of temperament does a reserve officer need?
I would say probably the best temperament would be a calm demeanor. We're not going to throw our reserve officers into a lot of the situations that our full-time guys deal with. You know, a reserve officer isn't going to be handling any domestic violence cases by themselves. They're not going to be handling bar fights, those types of things. With that being said, those reserve officers, it's very possible for them to be involved in the situation. They're just not going to be in a capacity that it's their situation to handle. So somebody with a calm demeanor that can speak with the public and, you know, just kind of a normal, everyday type of person.
You don't want any sort of, I hate to be stereotypical, but gunslinger cowboys kind of guys and gals.
No. The main role of a reserve officer with the Pella Police Department is to assist. I don't need someone that comes in and wants to write 50 tickets in a month or go out and arrest somebody. You know, there's as a younger person, I remember when I was a reserve officer at the sheriff's office, and when you're 19, 20, 21 years old and you get into this line of work, even as a reserve officer, you kind of come into it wanting to do some of those things. I'm looking for somebody that wants to help out the community, wants to be out in the community as a positive face for the Pella Police Department, because our reserve officers wear the same exact uniform that I do, that all of our officers do. So when that reserve officer leaves the Pella Police Department and goes out into the community, community members don't see a reserve officer. They just see a, they see a police officer from Pella Police Department. So I got to make sure that, that our reserve officers are going out and making a good impression on the community just as much as I do with our full-time officers.
And you're having a meeting coming up in case people want to learn more.
Correct. July 26th at 5:30 p.m. in the back room of the police department. There's, as we talked earlier, there's a lot of requirements to become a reserve officer, especially for the Pella Police Department. So in this meeting, I'll lay everything out, all the details. If people have questions as far as what the reserve officers do within the police department, and you know, any questions anybody might have, I can surely answer them or get an answer for them. So I like to hold these informational meetings just, you know, so that somebody doesn't jump into it blindly, not completely understanding what they're signing up for.
And what was that date again and time?
It is July 26th at 5:30 p.m. here at the police department.
Well, so you started as a reserve in the sheriff's office, and I know there's some other people here that are currently full-time on the Pella Police Department that started as reserves here or somewhere else. So it's a good career move if you want to get into law enforcement.
Yes. Like you said, I started at the sheriff's office as a reserve officer when I was 18 years old. We have five officers here that have been reserve officers before going full-time, either here at the Pella Police Department or in other agencies. So it's a great stepping stone. It's a good way to come in and kind of get your feet wet, seeing what this type of work is all about, see what we deal with. And when you go and either apply here at the Pella Police Department for a full-time position or anywhere else, if you're a person that you've been a good reserve officer for however many, you know, years or months or whatever it is, I'll give you a good recommendation and surely help however I can.
You've been talking to reserve officers for many years. What's some of the rewards of serving in that role?
I would say the biggest thing that I hear from our reserve officers is just being, knowing the inner workings of the city and being able to be out in the community in a different capacity than what they're normally, you know, at their full-time position, whatever their career of choice is. Being a reserve officer just gives them a vision of the other side of things that are going on within our town. There are a lot of things that the normal citizen probably doesn't know even exists in this city, and we at the police department see those things sometimes, unfortunately, that normal citizens don't have to see or don't get to see. And being a reserve officer gives those people that opportunity to see the other side of things. And also, a lot of my reserve officers that I have currently at the police department, they love the city of Pella. They love working for the community in this capacity. You know, people know them around town as a connection to the police department. So they're here to make the world a better place, and they're focusing on Pella.
Thanks to Lieutenant Shane Cox for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.